Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What's up, everyone, and welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. What a week, eh? I have to say, what a week.
You're Ultra?
Yeah, it's just, what a week.
And I'm Hazel.
That's right, what a week. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to throw impact results out the way so we can get on to meeting the good stuff that happened this past week. So, let's go
you
to
mean, wrestling was in Milwaukee last week?
Of course it was.
My goodness, when did that happen? Where was I? Oh, I was there.
Okay, they had a six-person tag with Joseph Park, Eric Young, ODB, defeating the Bromans and Gail Kim. Austin Aries defeated Kenny King. And Manic did retain his title by beating Chris Sabin. The main event, Mafia defeated Aces and Ace, which leads to Wes Frisco being kicked out. So, another four matches, and I don't know what's up with these four matches and just...
Especially with the time length that it's on.
Exactly. This is getting ridiculous.
Very much so.
We understand they're not making much money, but still, four matches in a matter of, 2 hours.
Kind of pathetic, really.
Really is. This is like having on Saturday Morning Slam, which they did say off the record that they're not going to do anymore. That you have that, and they only did like, what was it, like one to two matches, do two matches a day finally. It's just one of those things that I do expect more from TNA, but in a bit I'm going to read like what some people had answered. So it was an interesting question. I was like, what did y'all expect TNA to do by the end of this year? So there was some interesting talks, and people have said some interesting things, which is some of y'all may like them, some of y'all may not be like, whatever. But we will see. So hold on, let me get to back over there.
Yes, please. The fans are waiting.
I know the fans are waiting. Oh, here it is. The question was, by the end of this year, what do you guys expect TNA to do with their business? And the fellow staff member, Young Fly Gifted, he said, I see new stars being made to replace a few that they might lose.
I agree with the next one, which is
Hogan gone, then Big Show.
I can't believe it. Take
turns. I know you're going to do it.
I agree with I like this one.
What?
From Terrell. No more TNA, the Dixie Carter heel storyline is just the proverbial final nail in the coffin for him.
And another staff member, Gabriel, said, Dixie becomes a prostitute.
Could go that way.
Yeah. And I'm sorry if I pronounced his name wrong. Mahid Muhammad says nothing. Does not I quote, nothing. And although she's asleep right now, her own staff member, Don, said might slowly fall apart heading into the new year. And Corey, another staff member, says some of the stars may be going to the WWE or RH. It depends on what goes down by the end of the year. What do you think is going to happen by the end of the year?
I know. They've got to obviously change it up rapidly because there seriously is some issues going on up there. And it's not, whatever they're doing right now is just not working. They had a good idea, but it failed. And I think people are so sick and tired of Hogan, and all that lot, that they're just like, just do something different, please.
Right. Okay. I got another question. I'm going to say what I think in a minute, but I guess my question would be to you is, do you think Hogan is the reason for the downfall of TNA?
I think he's part of the reason.
Okay. What's your reason why you think he's part of the reason?
Because I think the management of TNA put so much into thinking that he was going to come in and save the company, that his name alone was enough to carry it.
Right.
And I think where they failed miserably on that is that Hogan's name doesn't have the same power that it used to. You know, there's been so much controversy with him,
mm-hmm.
you know, with his family and everything,
right.
and what's been going on. The, you know, that whole, the whole issue and everything with him is that he's no longer the American hero that he was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a shame because, you know, the, for all intents and purposes, it should, it could have worked. But I think another downfall was them bringing in Brooke Hogan.
Well,
she can't act. That's part of the problem. Do you know what I mean? And in order to carry yourself in the wrestling business, you've got to have a personality and be able to act.
And
it just fell flat.
Hmm. Strong words for a big, strong lady.
A big, strong lady?
Yeah.
You calling me fat?
No. Call you muscular.
Another word for flabby.
No. But,
mm-hmm.
Anywho, like, I do agree. I think this is going to be odd, and I do see this from time to time. You have some guys in TNA, which they in TNA, they leave there, go to WWE, like some of the legends, and suddenly, when they hit WWE, they'll be a big
right.
name again.
But you know what? I think that's because despite what you think about WWE story writers, because I'll admit the story writers aren't as good as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to promoting wrestlers, if they want to give someone a push, they know how to do it. If they want to make somebody big, they know how to do it. And we've seen that. We've seen WWE make and break careers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they know how to market things. And I think that's where TNA is sadly lacking, is that they don't know how to market things. They don't know how to give people, you know, their brand and everything. And wrestlers like Jeff Hardy, wrestlers like Sting, what's his name? Rob Van Dam when he was with that's what I'm on about with TNA.
Mm.
Oh gosh, who else? The one who was in the Olympics. I think his name.
Kurt Angle.
Thank you. His name just completely slipped my mind. Those wrestlers were all established wrestlers before they went to TNA. Their career
mm-hmm.
didn't start with TNA. You know what I mean? So they had names, they had a following, and they brought that with them. I'll admit, I watched more of TNA when Jeff Hardy went there. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that there are other people out there who did the same thing. Oh, you know what? Such and such wrestlers with TNA, such and such wrestlers with Ring of Honor. Well, their names were already established. So it was easy for them to make the transition to another wrestling company because of that.
Right.
Now, starting out in TNA, unless you are one of their divas,
or knockouts,
one of their knockouts as they call them, unless you are one of them, and I'll say this, they have managed to give the knockouts a name for themselves, they really have, and they've managed to put female wrestlers legitimately back on the map as being a force to be reckoned with, whereas TNA started to, whereas WWE rather, started to pull back on that one. If you're, my personal opinion is if you're a male wrestler starting out your career at TNA, it's very hard for you to build that name for yourself.
Well, I would have to like scratch that because AJ Styles, his whole career has been with TNA, never with any other company.
Okay, but it's still, he still isn't, he's got a big name, yeah, I agree with that, but he doesn't have that same clout that I think that he would have if he was working for WWE. My thing is this, I can see him, if he was with WWE, being a lot bigger.
Okay, now what I was going to say, I think, like, and I agree what she was saying about, like, Hogan, it all started collapsed because when Hogan came in, started to get rid of the six-sided ring, because that was one of the things that made him different.
Oh, and that was one of the things that everybody loved about TNA.
The six-sided ring.
The six-sided ring. That six-sided ring, when you saw that, let's be honest, we were lucky enough to go to TNA when they still had it.
Right.
And there was just something about seeing that ring. It was like, oh my God. It's like, we're it was absolutely phenomenal.
Right, that
you
six-sided
ring. Then they got rid of it.
Yeah, and they had like a specific like cage match that they used to have. They, when I went down there for Bound for Glory,
right,
it was that certain cage match that they had
with that ring.
Yeah, and plus what they did with Knockdown had like every single match be a steel cage match, including the knockouts.
And that was the thing, is that, you know, I think that was another reason why TNA started to go downhill, was because they lost that ring. And people, let's be honest, you associate TNA with that ring. It's what made it special. It's what gave it the flair and the pizzazz and everything that you wanted.
Right. It was, of course, the ring, the knockouts. What else? Also, because they knew real women's wrestling when it comes to, like, women wrestling.
That's what I'm saying. When it comes to female wrestling, you know what? They did take the lead. They beat WWE 10 down with that.
Of course, and they proved it in their ratings one time.
Right.
And it's just, let's see, of course, it's those two they need to recalculate on and bring up their own stars.
Right.
It's like, focus.
And they need to work harder on that. I mean, take a look at what... Take a look at what WWE is doing, and you know, see why they promote newer wrestlers, why it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right,
and
exactly.
The reason WWE is good at that. Let's be honest, with the Wyatt family, we had for weeks leading up to that these amazing promos.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing promo. And they're also very good at taking a wrestler who isn't working under their current name and turning it, which is what they did with the Wyatt family, which is what they did with
Curtis Axel.
Yeah. Which is what they're doing with Epico and Primo, by the looks of things right now.
Yeah. I don't care what anybody said. They are the most
Matadors
or whatever they call them.
You know, that's what they're good at. They're good at taking and reinventing. And as much as the heel turn isn't working as well as they had hoped for Randy Orton right now,
it's
slowly starting to, but it's taking a bit longer than they originally thought.
Exactly.
They do have this way of being able to take that and running with it. And it's working for them in that sense. It's just very hard for them. I think when you've had somebody like Randy Orton, who was a face for so long and did so much in that sense, to then turn him as quickly as they wanted to, then you have issues.
Right.
But you know what, they'll do it, and you know, it is slowly working, and I think part of the reason why people are still cheering for Randy Orton is because they remember him when he was part of Legacy, where he was punching people in the head, where he was that psychopath, and I think the fans, as much as I don't like the storyline in regards to Stephanie and Triple H, that whole storyline with Randy Orton, he's so believable as being a badass. He really is. And I think that is what is working
for WWE. And I think that's why people are cheering. It's not the fact that they don't like him as a heel. They're glad that he's back as a heel. And, you know, it's like that whole thing where you end up cheering and you shouldn't be. You know what I mean?
Right. And I know, like, some people will want, like, others just to be like, okay, you should be booing this person and da-da-da-da.
Right.
But when working, there are some people that they just may likeable.
Right. And let's be honest. We like Damian Sandow anyway. There's just something about him that you just, you know, everybody knows that one arrogant person.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then when we saw him on Total Divas, Natalia's wedding,
yeah,
that was it. It was just like, okay, I'm in love with that man now.
Exactly.
Absolutely phenomenal. They managed to take that and just, and as we said, we will have a McDonald's wedding if we, as long as we can have Damian Sandow announcing the
Oregon. Well, hopefully we can, but we will see. But also, this coming Thursday, I guess Hulk Hogan's got like a deadline or something like that that they
right.
set up for him. So we'll see this Thursday on Spike TV and see what's going on, what decision has been made. But coming up, we're going to talk more about WWE and, of course, the experience that we had when they was here on SmackDown. So we're going to play something, and we will be... right back.
What's that national on my ear? A happy end is drawing near. You never hear the shot that digs you down. Out of time.
And we are back. Now, the good week that we had with WWE coming to town for SmackDown taping, and it was a big cast of people that we met. We was shockingly that we met them. Although last week I was trying to get like interviews and stuff like that, but after like seeing all of them just coming left and right and stuff like that, it was hard to do because we weren't expecting that many of them coming. Yeah, we was at a certain location in downtown Milwaukee, and where we met some of them. So I probably just gotta look down the list and name who they were. So just give me a moment here.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah, of course, Vince McMahon.
Natalia.
Mm-hmm.
Funkadelic.
Yep, Damien Sandow. Alberto Del Rio. JoJo. Eva Marie. Summer Rae. Bo Dallas. Jimmy Uso. Of course, Michael Cole, JBL, Layla, Zeb Culture. They made people do the We the People thing. It was pretty good. The costume designer for the ladies, she was there.
From what I've heard, everybody says she's like cool as hell.
Oh, yeah, she is. Renee Young. Which I did do JP that favor, some say hi, so she's like, aw. Summer Rae. Sammy Zion, or some, I can't remember his name, but they know him in Ring of Honor as El Generico. So, just have to correct that. And of course, Dolph Ziggler as well. And of course, Alberto Del Rio. I think I said Damien Sandow already. If I didn't, then hold on.
That'd be so awesome.
As she's on Nat Turtles. it was just like she did mention Vince McMahon, yeah. It was just that big of a cast.
There was a lot of people in this show that Great Bali was there.
Right.
Alberto Del Rio's former manager was there.
Ricardo Rodriguez, yeah. And the guy that acted funny towards everybody, none other than Zack Ryder.
That I'm really surprised at. Really am, because, you know, he did his whole YouTube shows and everything and all that stuff.
Right.
The one who was just awesome, I cannot say enough about him, Dolph Ziggler. It was so funny. It's like, I went, yeah, it's my birthday. We tell my father to drink it with you. And he's like, sure. And I was like, I'm just here. He's like, good, you're just here. But he was an amazing guy. Summer Rae, what a wonderful, wonderful woman. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. She spent so much time with everybody.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. I'm just surprised about, like, Zack Ryder. Just, like, he's trying to duck and dodge people. Just, like, why?
Right.
I wouldn't say Santino, but it's just, like, nobody didn't catch him.
Right.
But he was there too. But before then, he was nice. Like, who knows? But I guess I'm just shocked about Zack Ryder.
Right.
But he didn't want to be by.
He didn't want anybody from what I've heard.
Right. He just didn't want to deal with nobody. Oh, no, it was just. It's just sucks.
No,
just
put
that
it
way.
It makes you surprised when certain wrestlers act that way, and I can understand if he was in the middle of a heel turn.
Which he's not.
Do you know what I mean? If he was in the middle of a heel turn, then go for it.
Right. Okay, like one of the matches that was going on in main event, which was here in Milwaukee, I like that. Competitive matches in Milwaukee. So that was a good way to say it. Usos defeated Biggie Langston and Fandango, which we kind of thought he was kind of got injured towards the end of the match.
It was actually, it looked like from the setup and everything, he was scheduled to wrestle in SmackDown, but he never came out. And there was a couple of matches that looked like they were thrown together at the last minute. Emma wondered if he just like hurt himself very briefly, but enough that would take him out of action for that one bit.
Right, exactly. Let's see, next match was Damien Sandow versus The Big Show with, of course, The Big Show. It was a kind of a quick match. Like, it's just easy to just knock them out, and that was it. And Curtis Axel defeated Justin Gabriel, which was a good competitive match as well. I know, people, I know you sick and tired of seeing... You got sick and tired of seeing Justin Gabriel losing, but maybe they'll do something. So
I think it's leading up to something.
Right. So I wouldn't worry. Like you said, it may lead to something big. The dark match they had there was probably was never told. Was the Tons of Fun versus Bo Dallas and Sami Zayn. So they had a match and. Sorry, I can't tell about what happened with Superstars. Only thing I know was Tons of Fun versus The Real Americas. That's the only match I know. Although that wasn't taped here, it was in Chicago. But we're going to move on to the main event of them all, Friday Night SmackDown. Right.
It has to be said. Even though they blocked up the 400 level at the Bradley Center, so people didn't have tickets for that area.
Yeah.
One thing that it was actually reported that Vince McMahon was so impressed with the crowd and the way that we were behind all the wrestlers. And for those of you who weren't there, and but who know wrestling a lot, will know that during matches you sometimes see the wrestlers clapping and stomping to try and get the crowd behind them because the crowd dies down. That did not happen at all at SmackDown. The only time that anybody actually did anything was when the Usos came into the ring and they had that little Fandango dance off type of deal, and then he was trying to get a beat to dance to. That's the only time that we actually encountered that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Because like
the rest of the time, you had the crowds chanting and saying things and cheering and stomping. And I mean, the crowd just did not, and I seriously mean, did not let up.
Exactly. So it may lead to good things. We don't know.
Right.
But
it would say this, that I am standing sectioning off the 400 level because they didn't get the tickets out. But if they just purely based it on those people who were there and how they got behind everything, there is, to me, a really strong chance that they will bring back Raw or something to here. But as I say, we will have to, you know, wait and see.
But if they don't, well, you guys didn't sell out the arena on SmackDown, you only got yourselves to blame.
Well, my thing is going back on that. Is like, you know, everybody's saying, oh, we need this to come to Milwaukee, we need that to come to Milwaukee, or even we need it to come to Wisconsin in general.
Exactly.
You can say all of that, but you've got to back up what you're saying with actions. And, you know, I understand that we, right up to the last minute, we weren't sure about getting tickets. But that was because we weren't sure if we were going to have the money in time to get the tickets. It wasn't we didn't want to go.
Right.
We weren't boycotting. It was, we weren't 100% sure if we would be able to get the money for the tickets. But you can bet as soon as we knew, okay, we've got the money for the tickets, what did we start doing? We were looking for the tickets. We were looking for where we could get the seats. We were just hustling to get it. And we had pretty good seats by all accounts.
Oh, yeah.
They were pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where I understand if there's a money situation that stops you from getting tickets because it happens.
Yeah, that's one
thing. It really does. And there's been a couple of times when you've gone to shows and me and Robert haven't, or you and Robert have gone and I haven't, and we've, like, decided, okay, you take Robert instead.
Right.
You know, and that's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, it's one thing just to just, you just deal with it and you go on from there. but when you've got people saying, oh, they need to do this and they need to do that, and then when you say to them, well, did you go? No, well, why didn't you go? Don't then complain.
Yeah, just don't complain why we don't get anything. And believe me, it was a debate when I put that up, so I'm going to see if I can find it. So just give me a second here.
And the thing is that, you know, whichever way you look at it and whichever way you deal with things, you've got to remember this, is that they will come to this area if they see enough people wanting them.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine if you've got people like the like, and people can argue with me all you like, there are certain chat rooms that are out there that are wrestling chat rooms and chat places that I know from that I know for a fact that WWE has some of their staff members in there just keeping up with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bet that if somebody says, oh, you're going to see the show tomorrow, no, why not? Couldn't be bothered. You know what I mean? That they're watching that. And then if you said, and then especially if they look on more chats and you see, okay, you know, we should try and get WWE here, and then you've got all these people, and then it's the same people who say, no, I can't be bothered to go to a WWE show, but then complaining because there's no pay-per-views here. You know what I mean? It's like, well, what do you want to do? Why would they waste all their money bringing a pay-per-view to an area where you've got people saying, I can't be bothered to go to a show?
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yep, exactly. I'm just going to read some of the comments that was, like, placed on there, but before that, I'm going to read what I put. I put, well, although it was the best 36 hours ever, the attendance sucked. When you guys say we're due for a pay-per-view, you should have went to the show and showed your support. We had to have got one or whatever. Yeah, I'm mixing up my own words. Show your support by going to events and maybe we will get a pay-per-view. Next time WWE comes into town and you don't go to a show, or the next time we get a house show, don't get mad at WWE. You only got your own self to blame. I'm not going to say everybody's names. I'm just going to say a few because it's like this. Pam put, I believe if it was a pay-per-view instead of SmackDown, it would have been a better turnout. Just her opinion.
And you know what? I have to be said, there's like two sides to that, because I do actually agree that people really do want a pay-per-view and everything, but you still have to understand where WWE is coming from and not wanting to invest money and everything into that at the time.
Right. I think that's what people don't understand. It's like, but I will say what I said about that in a minute. It's like another person said they can put out a better product, which that may be true, but if they get a lot of ticket sales, maybe they will. Mm-hmm. And like again, it says it's like, it's a SmackDown show, what you expect. Now, if it was Raw, like Pam said, or pay-per-view, it would have been a lot better. I have to correct somebody on that, because when they was here for Raw, that attendance sucked too. Like, it was some people sitting on the 400 level, but it wasn't that much.
Right.
So Raw was here last year, and people failed the show. So you can't blame that. And plus, you can't complain about where you're sitting at. Just be happy you're there. I'm just going to get some people when it comes to that. Another person said SmackDown seems so B-rated, and Milwaukee knows when they get a shit show. and they respond by not going. I wouldn't drop a ton of dough on something, you know, if inferior, they could put a better matchup. The Miz in the main event, come on. Okay, my thing is this, is like, maybe they wouldn't if you invest the money into it, because they got money to invest into putting on shows and stuff too.
Right.
So it's like this. We're going to get a crappy show if the attendance is going to be crappy.
Exactly.
Because people just don't look at it like that. And you see that they changed some matches. And plus, on the SmackDown, Daniel Bryan wasn't there. And you know, that really would have had the crowd going, but it wasn't like a bigger crowd enough, I guess, to bring them there. And plus, they having them right now is an A-plus player, like the top babyface at the moment. And another person, like I said, maybe they shouldn't bury their own product. Haven't they learned from WCW mistakes? I love Triple H, but for weeks in a row and being down the same guy to end the show, I get it. The money is in the chase, but every other babyface has been belittled and stripped down to mid-card status, except for Punk, who thankfully for him isn't involved in the whole power trip angle. Which I get what that person's saying, but it's just all in the same thing. Just like, you happy to see them? You happy that they come to town? Go
I'm
see them.
I'm happy when they come to town. And we always make a big event out of it for ourselves. And there's like a group of friends. Those of you who've seen mine and AJ's Facebook pictures, you'll see that there's a group picture. That's our core wrestling group.
Exactly.
You know, we were the original core. Let's be honest. We were the core before WWE had the core. So, you know, all of us make a big event out of it. You know, we turn
exactly.
and say, oh, this is what we're going to do, and we can all hang out together, and we'll all do this, we'll go get food. And then, you know, and we make an event out of it.
Exactly.
And, yeah, we would love to have got a hotel and everything. Unfortunately, we couldn't. But we still make a huge event out of it, and it becomes something that is a big part of, you know, our year. It's a time we all get together, we all hang out. We will have a wonderful, wonderful time.
Mhm. And that's what some people need. That's what people should do. Just do it like that. Just make it into like a big event.
Right.
But this is why I put like all of you got valid points. But I think at times, if they get good ticket sales, they will put on better products. And that's the truth. They will put on better product if they get better ticket sales. It's the thing. It's just like that's how all the business runs, and everybody that's in a business should know this. Like, they're not going to just hand out stuff and be like, okay, take it. They need to see the product of it first. If it goes good, then, okay, maybe we'll get something bigger. It's just like, just say, like, I make my own shirt or whatever, which I do. And I'll just put it out there, and it's like, nobody's buying it. So why I'm going to make another shirt if nobody's going to buy it? And that's just the thing that people are going to learn. It's like, if you like something, what you see, just get it.
And the thing is that when it comes to what we do when WWE is in town, yeah, there was a time when we were, we've got to get ringside. Now it's a case of we've got to get tickets if we want them to come back.
Exactly.
You know, and let's be honest, our whole group was all in the 200 level. We buried parts of the 200 level.
Right, and the thing
and
is...
it was awesome.
Right.
Except for the Chiefs, right, but... we'll talk about that
now. Well, we can talk about that. You know what? We can talk about that now.
Overpriced.
$5.
And hold on, the $5 wouldn't be so bad because we paid $6 at Miller Park for the waffle fries.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a heated. This was a portion that I would have given to a 5 or 6 year old.
Right. It's just... like, what? Like, why? Like, why would you give people that much of a portion and stuff like that? It's like, is making the B.O. Harris-Bradley Center just being bad for
right.
making portions like that. And for me, they used to work there, and I know the reasons why they doing that.
Well, my thing is this. When I went to my very first bus game, okay, that was back in 07.
Right.
When I went to that bus game, I got cheese fries then, and the portion was bigger. And it was the same price.
Exactly. But the thing is, you have, like they did with the popcorn, the size of the stuff, that's not bad for price.
Right.
But when you get like little stuff, like what they did with the cheese fries, it's like, what were they thinking? Like, seriously? I don't know. They got to do better. But, also, but before we go on, we want to say congratulations to Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella.
On their engagement.
Yep, which was this past Wednesday, not this past weekend.
The other thing I want to say is we're in the last day of September, and September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I want to say a big congratulations to a team called the Three-Headed Monster, who was Jordan's team at a kickball tournament here in Milwaukee on the weekend. They kicked everybody's ass and won it. Robert was there and came home very stubborn for September. and I just want to say, you know, we're all behind. Everybody at WSSO is behind Jordan, praying that he gets better real soon.
Right. Good luck. Well, I wasn't going to mention this, but I might as well now. So, this will be for Jordan, so every time, if we end up doing, like, any type of show, any event at all, it's on us. So, him and whoever, maybe, like, three people he wanted to invite, the show will be on us for you to get into. So, Cousin Luke, if y'all remember from the tag team with on the Hillbilly Jim, has passed away.
Really?
Today.
Wow.
Oh, he died yesterday after several illnesses over the past few years. Wow. So just want to say rest in peace for that. And we'll be going to give like a moment of silence and stuff. We're just going to play something. So we will be right back. Back. We're going to get to what happened on SmackDown this past Friday, which was the taping recording was this past Tuesday here in Milwaukee. Alberto Del Rio defeated R-Truth. Let's see, decent match, and R-Truth did get the city right. So, for people that was trying to worry about what happened when he was when they was here for Raw. Oh, that's funny. The Rural Americans defeated the Primetime Players. What else happened? Bray Wyatt defeated. I hate when that happens. Five reasons they need to shut up. Bray Wyatt defeated Zack Ryder. You gotta give him a new name since he wanna act all funny toward people. Stuck up Ryder. Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose for the United States Championship ended up in a no contest because the Shield had interfered, which had changed it to a six-man tag with the Shield and Dolph Ziggler, Rob Van Dam, and Kofi Kingston. The Shield defeated them. And I think the final, AJ Lee defeated Cameron, which it looked like when they was here, her and Caitlin, they got beat up, but it seems like that Caitlin was more friendly than AJ was with Big E trying to sneak out the other way. But anyways, Santino Marella defeated Heath Slater in some, it was kind of weird how they did it. It was just like very, very weird. I don't get it. But what more you know. And The Miz defeated Randy Orton by disqualification. Then Randy Orton defeated The Miz. So I guess in a way, from what they're saying, that they're turning into like two matches. So Miz won one, Randy Orton won one. So with them taking out The Miz like they did, I'm thinking they probably may set up something bigger for The Miz. Just keep that in mind, especially if y'all thinking about this Sunday. That's a possibility. So, it's like this. How much more I can say about what happened this week when the Superstars was in the area? It's like, it's always good. It's always good. So, let me see what the rating was this past Friday. So just hold on a second. I'm going to read a little bit of news. But just overall, although it wasn't like a sellout, it was like mostly the 200 level was nearly sold out. It was a good show. It was like you had to experience it to be there. Friday's episode of SmackDown scored a 1.89 cable TV rating, which is down from the previous week's 1.93 rating. The show managed to average 2.631 million viewers, which is up from last week. So the viewers was up this week, but the cable rating is down a bit. SmackDown ranked number 4th overall in viewers Friday, 5th among males, and number 2 among males 18 to 49. The show swung to a 4-week highs in the males 18 to 34 and males 18 to 49. I guess that kind of shows it. But overall, I was going to talk about something because I'm thinking, like, they're going to have SummerSlam next year. But I know there was talk, like, a long time ago they was going to do it here in Milwaukee, was using Miller Park to do it. But I just need to look at the Brewers' schedule because I think if they're going to do it on the day they were, there's a big possibility that it could be done here. Okay, why? Something's weird is going on over here. I'm going to play another song and I'm going to look for that. So just give me a few minutes here and we will be back.
I'm on my game. Haters get shook when they speak my name. All this pressure that's on my back. So much stress that's on my brain. I'ma just let y'all pop your trap. Y'all sit back while I pop champagne. Spend your whole life trying to get like me. Dog, we are not the same. Who gon' burn it this moment? Feeling like who boning. Everything I do is a one of one. Can't copy me, can't clone me. Your girlfriend, she want me. If she see me, if she own me. But it's all for one and it's one for all. So I'm faster to my homies. And I'm back on top again. Better back up out my way. I need fit in the middle of the week. A new business every day. This level that I'm reaching, y'all probably couldn't fathom. You can see me in your dreams. And I do things you can't imagine. Mad cause I made it, yeah, I know you hate it. When you talk to me, you know I talk to the greatest. Started from the bottom, then I elevated. Where I'm at, y'all probably won't make it. Hold up. Ain't nobody stepping up to me. Cause having everything ain't enough for me.
We ain't enough, man, no. I try. You want more time to keep your ass alive.
Like I own the world, right. They treat my team like royalty. Might just blow y'all off the map. So you don't really wanna go to war with me. Going hard to my last day. Let me know what that cash say. I ain't wanna really talk much. I work hard so I'm bossed up. Been through the rain, plus I walk through the fire. Nowadays when they see him, they just stop and admire. Number one, nothing higher. Couldn't find no one flyer. Plus I stand on my job. Make you suckers retire. And I'm right back in it, right back in it. You wanna be that man way back in the beginning. Pull up in a car, cost about 2 million. Right about now, yeah, that's how I'm feeling. Wake up in a jet, it's a brand new day. She kicked up in a brand new day. Thinking that y'all gonna break me down. Y'all gotta find a brand new way. Wait, mine on a million. Let's get this money. Boy, you broke as a joke. Pound fine as a funny. Feel like no one's above me. Y'all can't take nothing from me. You can stop with your hand, I know you love me.
We ain't enough, man, I ain't five. We want more time to keep your ass alive. More time to see the man inside. No place to run, no place to hide. We ain't enough, man, I ain't five. We want more time to keep your ass alive.
And we are back. Well, I was talking about that, if I can try to fix something here, so just give me a second. Okay. June, July, August. So the thing is here. I know there was talks about it probably would be 2015 that they may do SummerSlam here at Miller Park. But from what it seems on here, on the brewer schedule and how the day is set up for SummerSlam, which, you know, they always have it on the 17th of, you know, they always have it like close to the teens in August. Sunday, August 17th. Which they probably will have the next SummerSlam. Interesting thing is, for Miller Park, there's nothing going on. From Tuesday, from Monday the 11th, all the way through the 18th, which will be on a Monday for Raw, there's nothing going on. So there could be a chance that they could do it. So, it's not for certain, but I know there was talks about it, but it's a possibility that it may happen. So, if we get more details or anything about it, we will let you guys know. WWE released some shirts to go for, the cure for cancer with Susan Collins. This scene is like affecting me so much because my aunt has beaten cancer. So probably hopefully what I'm going to do, wherever sometime this week or whatever, I'm going to buy her a hat that says Rise Above Cancer. Of course, that's John Cena's hat, but yeah, they have a lot of shirts. And I guess, like Hazel was saying, that they finally listen to everybody and don't just have one person, you know, have that shirt, have a shirt like that. Just have like a bunch of them, you know, make the subscription on their shirts and sell it. Like you have one for the Divas. Of course, you got John Cena one. You have CM Punk. He got like two versions of it. He got a pink one and a black one. Daniel Bryan has one. AJ Lee has one. And Randy Orton has one as well. But with AJ Lee, she got two versions of it, either the pink or the black. The Miz have one as well. Dolph Ziggler. Caitlin has one. They also had the Miz Be Awesome one in pink. They have the Kofi Kingston one. RVD one, two versions of it, either black or pink. They had the Mark Henry one. They had the Ryback one, either in black or pink. They have Jack Swagger's one, Antonio Cesaro one. The Big Show, Christian, Alberto Del Rio, they have two versions of it. Primetime Players, Rey Mysterio. They got one that just says Rise Above Cancer, like in their ECW faction. They had one from for Santino, which he was wearing earlier. R-Truth as well, he was wearing earlier. They got Sheamus one, a Damian Sandow one, and the Fandango one, which the one he was wearing earlier as well, and Zack Ryder.
I'm glad that they did so many different ones this year. I'm guessing they probably did the John Cena one just to see how it would work out last year, and this year they kind of ran with it, which is good.
Right. I think all this month, although they're going to do it all the way through the end of the year, they will donate 20% of the retail sales towards it. And, of course, they're going to have them at live events and, of course, on WWE Shop, which, wow, there's probably more than a few that I would want, which I know I don't like the color pink, but if it's just for a cause like this, like Rise Above Cancer, I put my, just like a thigh, and I will get a shirt.
Robert for many years, didn't he, to be out through it. He had his real memoir pink T-shirt for breast cancer.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe I'll get a shirt this week. You never know. But, let's see. Although we're going to, there's going to be like a whole bunch of matches that they added to Battleground, but we will get to that in a bit, but we're going to talk about what happened on Raw. If I can, I'm good enough to read her handwriting. Oh, okay, it's not too bad. That's not bad. Okay, CM Punk went against Big E Langston with CM Punk winning the match. Kofi Kingston defeated Fandango. The Wyatt family did came out, and I guess they was going after Kofi Kingston in the long run. Let's see. What else? Los Matadors made their debut against three-man band Heath Slater and Jinder Mahal. And the match was made with the Goldust and Cody Rhodes got to face the Shield. I think the tag team titles is on the line. I'm not sure. But if, let's see, if Cody and Goldust wins, they get their jobs back. If they don't, they all, including their father, Dusty Rhodes, can kiss their jobs goodbye. Well, according to what it says on here, it's not for the titles. So, trying to figure that. So, sorry to say, but that's like a easy prediction right there. R-Truth defeated Curtis Axel thanks to CM Punk distraction. Brie Bella defeated Alicia Fox, where she will go for the Divas title, go against AJ Lee this Sunday. Let's see what else. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to read this woman's hand right now.
Well, I'm
over a piece of paper. Okay. Now, Del Rio defeated Zack Ryder. Of course, Paul Heyman acts right back to be a Paul Heyman guy. The Shield defeated Dolph Ziggler and the Usos in a six-man tag. And Santino defeated Antonio Vivaldi. And of course, a face off between Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton, and that's what happened from there. So, tonight's Raw, what do you think?
Not too bad.
It was a decent one, at least like the Raw before the pay per view this Sunday. Which is, I'm just going to name all the matches because I know I only named some, I didn't name all of them. The kickoff pre-show, which I can understand why they decided to do it as a pre-show, but it's just like, The kickoff pre-show match would be Dolph Ziggler versus Damian Sandow. You have Ryback versus CM Punk, and of course with Goldust and Cody Rhodes, with Dusty Rhodes in the corner, with versus Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns. If Goldust and Cody win, they get their jobs back. If they lose, they can never work for WWE again. And Dusty Rhodes will lose his developmental job. Divas Championship match, Brie Bella versus AJ Lee. And Battleground Hardcore Rules match for the World Heavyweight title, Rob Van Dam versus Alberto Del Rio. And Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton for the vacant WWE title. So, and I think this Friday they did on SmackDown, the Big Show will face the Shield in a 3-on-1 handicap match. So that probably worth looking to like a few days before the pay-per-view. So that will be something to check out. When we come back, we're going to do a little news and also talk about what happened after Raw and all that good stuff. So we will be right back.
James, please don't do this.
I just had the best year of my career. I gotta keep things fresh.
Well, then let's just go to Foot Locker. They got all the fresh new gear.
But I have real talent.
Can I get playback?
Okay.
I wear my shirt open so you see my chest. Girl, I work so hard.
is that me?
Are you ready? Think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses. Break it down!
A voice that has
tell me what to do. You know who you're talking to.
Back, we're gonna go a little bit into some news and might end around midnight. So, Mr. Anderson stated in an interview with Fortune Payne that he expects to sign a new contract with Impact Wrestling within a week. He and his agent and lawyer are currently working on a finishing up deal with the company, and that he enjoyed the way that he has been used creatively before his contract expired. According to Anderson, not being affiliated by TNA Wrestling hasn't really crossed his mind. He also opened to taking independent dates. You can check out the interview, and I guess they're supposed to have a link before. Oh, yeah, they do. They have like a link before if you want to listen to it on NoDQ.com. Let's go to what happened after Raw. After Monday's Raw went off the air, Orton was on his way to continue to beat down Daniel Bryan. However, CM Punk came out and made the save. Ryback and Curtis Axel then came out and beat down Punk until the Usos and Dolph Ziggler came out Punk's aid. Punk then managed to connect the GTS on Axel, and then the Faces forced the heels to retreat in the back. The Faces then help out Daniel Bryan. Afterward, Punk and Ziggler slapping hands with the fans before heading to the back. Yeah, it was cool. Thought it was going to probably have, like, you know, a match or something, but that didn't happen. And I know with the mascot in the L. Labradors, or whatever you want to call them, it seems like a lot of people are not happy with it. I guess they're just really too upset with the gimmick.
I think it's stupid.
Right. Okay. Apparently, Wade Barrett is going to be given a very, very strong push, and they repackaged him. WWE creative writers are championing repackaging Ray Barrett and giving him a strong push. The English grappler was not appearing on television since last month following multiple losses to Daniel Bryan. Former WWE superstar Gene Snuka has been announced to face Corey Kinnear and JJ Sanchez in a handicap match on October 12th in Sarasota, Manitoba for Canadian Wrestling Elite. If they want to give him a strong push, they should have done it eons ago. It's just one of those things. It's like, of course, like WWE, they can make mistakes too, but it's just like you want to hold Wade Barrett back, want to repackage him, and suddenly now you want to give him a strong push when he returns. No, I just don't get that. It's like they was going to talk about giving him a strong push before, and
well, it's WWE for you, really. It's that whole thing what we were saying earlier about the way they are.
Right. It's just one of those things that just like, if they were smart, it's just like, could probably do one of those segments one day. It's like, what if they actually done this? Will it work out? Stuff like that. Probably be a good thing to ask people questions on the Facebook page, too. Also, I'm going to talk about, of course, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Elimination Chamber will be in the Midwest again, Minneapolis. And there's, you know, there's a possibility they could be back here in Wisconsin around that time, maybe for Raw or SmackDown. But right now, only time will tell. I guess we'll probably end up finding out maybe around December with the news. But they will be in Chicago the day after Christmas once again, since they were last year, and we was actually at the show they had the day after Christmas. Yeah, which was an interesting house show. And yeah. And also, it was very, very, it was they had a very good turnout for a house show. The house show that SmackDown had in March was a big turnout. But SmackDown, like, when they was here last week, it's just like, How can a house show have a better turnout than the actual TV taping? I guess it's just one of those things that just, like, it makes you think. And just, like, why? I don't know, but, this is going to be interesting. Of course, the day before Halloween, they're going to have WWE 2K14. No, I'm sorry. 2 days after Halloween. I'm sorry. 2 days before Halloween hits, October 29th. It will be interesting in see how this game plays. Seems like they're adding a lot of characters and stuff like that. And on the NXT Twitter account, and retweeted a photo of what appears to be confirmed that the NXT Championship will be featured on WWE 2K14 game. And I think they got like a photo on NoDQ.com for them to show it. Yep. It's true. They do have an NXT belt on there. I think like titles, they really should bring it back in WWE. I think they should bring the Cruiserweight title, women's title. I think you already said European for me.
European.
Oh, yeah, they should. Maybe the hardcore.
Maybe no.
No, I would say the hardcore title, but that'd be too much PG, so. I just think that there's should be those three main titles they should bring back. That's just my opinion on that, but who knows what they're actually going to do. But, of course, check us out on Facebook. Look at our YouTube page. I know I haven't done any Ask AJ shows in the past couple of weeks.
We got baby couple of weeks, so.
Right, it's just been a crazy busy couple of weeks and stuff. And plus, we're trying to move and all the personal stuff we got going on. Just all that stuff in there, all combined together. And also, I'm just going to let this out right now. We were supposed to do a show on the 18th for, like, fighting for cancer and for baby loss and for autism. We was going to do all that. But it's just been pushed to December. We're not going to say what day because we don't know yet. But we will have an event show in December. So we will explain everything in weeks to come and stuff like that. Oh, and also before I go, and I did promise somebody I was going to talk about it, there will be a show this Saturday going on in the Milwaukee area, so y'all give me a moment. I just got to look at the details I was given, so just bear with me here. If it comes on, if any bed owner wants me to read like anything that you got going on, it could be in Milwaukee, it could be Chicago, it could be even in Texas, anywhere. Just get a hold of me on Facebook and just give me the information and I will read it out. Yeah, and I was also talking about Elimination Chamber being on the 23rd, and I was thinking it could be a possibility that, hey, they may come here for Raw. Maybe. Or SmackDown. Because right now we don't know. But that does give me something to look for. Did you make yourself something?
Huh?
Did you make yourself something? So people, just bear with me here and let me see, because hey, 25 years that the Bradley Center has been open. Yay. See, they got the, there we go, view all events. Maybe they'll help, they'll show like a map or something. Let's see, February. Hey, it's a possibility. Because right now, there's none scheduled, so Raw and SmackDown might come here. So just be aware, it's just like around late February, they might be here. Because what it looks like is a strong possibility. So just keep that in mind. So I'm just going to remind myself, sometime February, they're going to be here. Okay. WWE Superstars of Wrestling returns to action on Saturday, October 5th. That's this Saturday, for the fundraising event for it. Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm just going to spell it. EPILEPSY Foundation.
Epilepsy.
Epilepsy Foundation of Southeast Wisconsin. At the Dr. Martin Luther King Center, 1531 West Valette Street in Milwaukee. 2 p.m. bell time and doors open 1 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids. If you want to call the WWA office, it is 414-873-3844. Oh, yeah, that's right. Once again, it's 414-873-3844. And the matches that they got lined up so far, they had a tag team of Big D and Michael versus the Badger Boys, and they will have a ladies match, Bobby Tunette Carey versus Casey Warfield, Kip Page versus T.C. Washington, Chris Envy versus Xavier Mustafa, plus you have Sexy Casey, King Kato, Frio Falcon, and many more. So if you're in Milwaukee area, go check that show this Saturday. And also we will post it up in the group as well. Like I said, of course, we normally will have the smart list tomorrow, but if I know there's stuff you got to work on with this radio network, so hopefully we're going to have it for this Thursday that the smart list will be that the smart list will be on Thursday, so we can try to deal with what we need to deal with personal wise with the radio network, and hopefully we will have Hazel's show this Wednesday. And we do apologize about not having BGU. I was going to do a quick video about the thing, but I'm just going to mention it right quick. So, hey, you know, they might have the WWE 2K14 on their tryouts. But Xbox is doing a live tournament. They're just going around the ways and just going to place to place just to promote the Xbox One. Right. And no wonder that they started their trip actually today. They're in the Wisconsin area, and they're started in New Berlin, and like all this week, all the way through Friday, they're gonna be in person Milwaukee, like they're gonna be at Marquette, they're gonna be at Southridge. It's just like just parts of Milwaukee they're gonna be at all this week. And I wonder why Xbox act like they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to mention Milwaukee, that they was going to be here, which is just like whatever. Also, they will be in Green Bay from October 18th through the 20th. October 20th, they will have the, you know, Xbox One tour during the Packer game. It will be at Lambeau Field, so that'd be interesting. But anyways, that's it from here. Like I said, check us out on Facebook, and don't forget about our other shows. We also got the re-up that's going on this Friday, the M&A Hour with Roosevelt, Saturday. Of course, BGU will be on, not this coming Sunday, but next Sunday, because this Sunday we're going to have the, after the pay-per-view, we're going to talk about, since it's refreshing our minds, about what happened at Battleground, what we think should have happened, or just our opinions on it, why it's fresh in our minds. So that's what we're going to do there. But we are going to cut it here, and thank y'all for listening. And how many listeners we have?
On WSSO Ultimate?
Yes.
42,000 downloads.
42,000 people that downloaded this show. We appreciate it. We thank you. And thank you for being loyal fans to us, and just keep tuning in, keep watching, and we're just going to say what's on our mind when it comes to wrestling. You know we are, and we don't hold no punches. So, on that note, from Hazel, this is Artrell. We're going to say goodnight, and y'all have a good week, and stay tuned. Right, and pay attention to our other shows, and look for Hazel's show this Wednesday.